And number seven, it's a real buster. And this is a mystery. But verse 33 says, nevertheless, let each of you in particular so love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. That's not the part I wanted, though, but that's the verse I wanted. 32 and 33, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Number seven, when Christ sees the church, he sees himself. It's a mystery that we're one with our wives and children. When Christ sees the church, he sees himself, and we hope in that every day of the week. And when husbands see their homes, they see themselves. But that's something you have to make up your mind to do, see. One of the reasons I have to deal with being particular, because I'm particular. And I can be particular with my wife and my children to driving them to distraction, waiting for them to catch on. But Christ in the church, see, comes with no guarantees. There's who Christ is, and there's Christ seeing himself when he sees me. And then there's my choice to walk in that. Are you walking in who your husband sees you to be? Are you walking in who your father sees you to be? Because that's a proper home, see. And when it's functioning in the oneness of love, that'll happen. You won't have to tell them. They'll choose. Why do you think carpenters' children all become carpenters? And plumbers' children all become plumbers, and bricklayers' children all become bricklayers. I mean, it often happens that way. Much of the time it happens that way. Well, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to be a hunter, just like my dad. Why? It's all there waiting for you to tap and to see God do something wonderful with. The fact of the matter is, when I look at Jesus Christ in the church, I say, that's how I'm supposed to be with my home. Whether I never have children or if I have a whole boarding house full of them. Christ and his churches function like families at home. So you can't see, you don't know what a home's supposed to be like or what a church is supposed to be like. That was good. But they like each other. But in the real world, neither of them look like each other. And who knows what they look like. And then we wonder why things go wrong. We wonder why we have all kinds of irks and quirks and problems. We're going to get in this kind of counseling session and so forth and so on. Well, we create the sickness, we create the disease, we create the problems in our behavior, in our homes, which are a reflection of our churches, and in our churches, because they'll never be any better than the home. Let me tell you something. Could I say this lovingly? And I mean it lovingly. This church will never be better, any better than you at your home. We'll never be better than you. You can't say, well, I have a hank hard of a home life, but thank God for church Sunday morning. You're talking rubbish. You don't know what you're saying, at least, because it's not possible. It's an oxymoron. You can't do that. What you like at home is what you are like at church. Not because we didn't see what you did at home, but because they are the same thing. They act the same. They function the same. They learn from one another. No one will not rise any higher than the other. Now I know when I see you in church what you're like at home. My wife used to say in Concordville, she doesn't have to know who the parents are. She just has to go to the nursery and work with the little kids, and she'll tell you each one, well, who, that's so-and-so's child, that's so-and-so's child, that's so-and-so's child, by how they're carrying on in church. If there's no faith at home, there's no faith at church. If there's no love at home, there's no love at church. If there's no giving at home, there's no giving in church. If Christ isn't at home, he's not at church either. Am I getting anywhere with this morning? Yes. I came to bless you, and I hope I didn't curse you, because I didn't want to.
It's a blessing.
Christ's relationship to the church is a pattern for all husbands and their homes. And I want to appeal to your husbands. I've known you most of my life. Isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
And those I didn't know most of my life, I knew all of your life, and I was just about there when you were born. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we want. And it doesn't matter what we had. Aren't you grateful for the past not being spelled F-U-T-U-R-E? It's spelled P-A-S-T, past. For those from America, past. The fact of the matter is, husbands, I don't really want to say this, but I have to say what I'm going to say because it incriminates me. I'd rather incriminate you. Or let's all incriminate our wives. Or how about those nasty little children? I mean, your beautiful children. The truth of the matter is, it's all up to you, husbands. I hate to say I've come to that conclusion. Is the church all up to Jesus? Yeah. Well, you know what I mean when I'm saying that, don't you? The church can rise no higher than Christ, can I put it that way?
That's right.
And the home can rise no higher than you. It can't. It can't. It can't. It can't. We rather play the blame game. And to play the blame game, you've got to go back all the way to the Garden of Eden and start rolling leaves off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and start coming to crazy conclusions about everybody but yourself. Have you noticed critical people are critical of everybody but themselves?
Yes.
They are the savior. They are the offended party. They are the wonder boys. You can be glad I'm in church, because I'd say a few things right now about that. The truth of the matter is, you're darling men. And it's time for you to think better of yourselves than you have done in the past. It's time to think more of yourselves. It's time to stop acting like you were some wounded puppy, 5 years of age in an abusive home. Because every one of us can say that to one degree or another, and I'm just sick of hearing that. The truth of the matter is, you and I have really grown up in this church. I don't care who you are. Well, I came when I was 28. I don't care. How old are you now, 59? You grew up in this church. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us husbands. I'm not talking to you ladies. You can eavesdrop. It's time for the husbands to recognize that Christ's relationship to the church is a pattern for all husbands and their homes, and it begins with you changing. Not, oh, let's go, honey, we're going to change everything here. She's going, oh, Lord, help me right now. I'm going to take a skillet to this man. Jesus is the same. Why do I have to know the scriptures so well? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's your role. Oh, good night. That was low. That was below the belt. That was the kind of shot for which you get disqualified or 10 points put against you. It didn't say, and wives are like Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. Maybe in their spiritual lives, all that. It says we are like Jesus. We are supposed to be the rock that doesn't change, the one permanent thing in our home. Well, I could always rely on my dad. I could always go to my dad. I could always listen to my dad. My dad would always understand. My dad would always care. My dad would always say, here's the answer. Man, I don't know how he came up with it every time. When I wanted to just talk to someone, my dad would always listen. When I needed somebody on my side, I didn't even deserve it. My dad was always on my side. I always could count on that. Your children want that, and your wives want that. And that's what we need to commit ourselves to. Christ's relationship to the church is a pattern for all husbands and their homes. And by the grace of God, that settles it for me. How about you? So let it be in Jesus' name. So let it be, mighty God, in Jesus' name. These are beautiful people, Lord, and they love you with everything they got going for them. Warts and all, you love them, though. You're seated on the throne of grace. So, Lord, let them come and find you gracious, because you are gracious. And let them get a big bucket of that grace and take it home with them today and slush it all over the house. We thank you in Jesus' name.